Kira Thysk.
Hey, looking into the Hubble-Ta-Gaga handbook. Chapter 2008. Everybody loves a fly boy. First thing you need to do is go out to one of the small airports around and find somebody who has a small private plane who'll let you start that thing. You see, because women love the exhilaration of flight. They love a guy with derring do, a hedge hopper, a crop duster, a Waldo Pepper kind of guy. You're saying, Grace, I don't have a pilot's license. You don't need a pilot's license. All you need is somebody who will let you start his aircraft. That's all. Now, you're going to find somebody in one of them small airports, College Park, Manassas. And, you know, for a $20 bill, you're going to say, look, I'm going to bring a date out here, and all I want to know is how to start your plane. I'm not going to fly it. You can still leave the chocks on the wheels, man. I don't know anything about flying. Just show me how to start this thing. I'll be in your plane a total of 10 minutes. I won't hurt anything. And then you grab one of them bullhorns and you head downtown on lunch hour. When all the sweet missions are walking around, you grab that bullhorn and say, Acme Flying School is proud to announce its grand opening with 3 free flying lessons. Learn to fly from Acme Flying School. First 3 lessons free. No obligation. Come fly with us. We're Acme Flying School. Well, a lot of people come over to you and say, is that true? You can learn to fly 3 lessons free? You say, absolutely. Of course, now all the guys and stuff, you just give them some bogus telephone number to call. But when that sweet one comes along, that's the one you say, I'll tell you what, I'm about ready to knock off for the day. How'd you like to have your first flying lesson today? She'll say, sure. Or if she can't, you know, first thing Saturday morning, buddy. You meet that thing out there at the airport. Say, okay, here's lesson one. All you do is you gotta get the right fuel mixture going to the engine. And here you go, and you yell clear. And you just hit this start button right here. Look at this. Give it some gas. Give it some gas. Yeah. That way. She'll say, well, now what do? We taxi out of the runway? Say, no taxiing. Now, what you do now is you just monitor the gauges. She'll say, well, what do all these gauges do? You say, well, that's going to be tomorrow's lesson. Today's lesson is starting the aircraft, stabilizing the gauges. You see, we'll let it warm up for a couple of minutes here. And what you do is you write down in your notebook what the gauges look like, what the reading is, and then tomorrow I'll explain all this, all these little whatchamagigs and who's it's here. It looks complicated now, doesn't it? But it's not really, once you know what it is. So today, first lesson is always, in the interest of safe flying, a familiarization day. So you go ahead and write down your gauges. Here, put your hand on the steering wheel. This is what it feels like. Yeah, huh? Pretty exciting. Okay, write down all them gauges there. And if she asks you any questions about anything, you don't know what the hell all that stuff does. Just say, well, tomorrow's lesson, I'll explain everything. So we'll need to get a good night's sleep tonight because tomorrow's going to be a big day. And I tell you what, you seem to have a natural ability for this. I think tomorrow we might get into acrobatics, unless you're a little afraid. Tomorrow we might do some loop-de-loops, some barrel rolls. Tell you what, let's blast off. You got all your gauges written down? Good. Let's blast off. We'll have a nice lunch. And then I'd like you to come over to my place. Because I want to tell you some stories about some real adventures in flying that you'll be a part of. And if you think about maybe quitting your job, you're hating secretarial anyway. I got an in with a mail company. Maybe you could fly the mail. Wouldn't that be something? You be the pilot. You fly the mail from place to place. Deliveries, transplant patients. Sometimes emergencies come up. You have to fly a kidney to Oklahoma or something. It's a great line of work. It pays about 50, 60 G's. So, you come, of course, she'll be at your house. Ah! that. I got it. And you can get out of the flying lessons very easy after that. You know, she calls you up the next day and says, okay, I'm ready for my loop-de-loops and barrel rolls. You say, sorry, I'm grounded 6 months. Got night blindness. You know,
changing the way Washington talks, it's the Grease Man on DC 101.
Very easy.